Now we come to this marvelous seventh psalm, and we just have a few moments with it. And someone has said that there should be written over this psalm, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And we're told here, Shigion of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush a Benjamite. And this word means crying aloud. And this is David singing. I'd love to have heard him sing this psalm. And this is a loud cry. And it reveals, I think, prophetically, the persecution and the final suffering of the God-fearing remnant of Israel during the time of the Great Tribulation. And it's the outcry against the man of sin. And we'll see that in the next psalm also. And you have here confidence of prayer. Listen to this translation. Jehovah my God, in thee I seek shelter. Save me from my pursuers and rescue me, lest like a lion he tear my soul, rendering in pieces and no one to deliver. And who's the lion? That lion is Satan, by the way. For he goes up and down this earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then you have that unjust persecution. Jehovah my God, if I've done this, should iniquity be in my hands? If I've meted out evil to him who is peaceful, the injustice and innocent suffering. And that's something that I don't understand today in this world. I don't propose to understand it, but I want to say this to you. I know somebody who does understand it, and he's going to explain it to us someday. There are things in my life, I'm sure there's in your life, you don't understand. And I can't explain it to you about yours because I don't even know why I have to go through some of it. But he's going to explain it someday. And then we have here a very wonderful part, and this is a psalm now. It's not the darkest night like the last one. You have morning light here. Listen to this. Verse 6, "Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded." And then verse 11, listen to this, "God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day." Now, my friend, we may have the new morality today, but God doesn't go along with it. He's not buying it today. He's not following it. And because of that, we can say in this last verse, the 17th, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." Why, these psalms ought to get some of us singing. I can't sing, but I might make an attempt at it.